Hello, and welcome to Share Your Sparkle. My name is Dr. Darlene Berrios, and today, the episode, Holy Wi-Fi and 14 Letters, will give you an introduction about who I am, what I think, and why I'm doing this. Holy Wi-Fi. I'm actually sitting on a rock right now in the middle of the woods in Connecticut. I just walked up a trail more than 5,280 feet to an elevation of just over 600 feet backwards. What? My calves feel great. My quads are kind of shaking a little bit, but that's okay. It's December 1st, 2020. And in March, I think we all thought the world was going to end, right? Or it felt like it, even if it was just for a second. And now we are here in December, and we made it. We made it. But, you know, something that I've been thinking about is like no more hunkering down, no more holding our breath. It's really about living differently. And training our brains to live differently, work differently, love differently, laugh differently, because the old way is done and we're moving on. So how do we live the rest of our lives in a different manner? So through Share Your Sparkle, I hope to, like I said, inspire you, have some discussions with people about what they're doing in the world, because, you know, we listen to experts and they're all over the place, but sometimes our experts are in our families or our neighbors or someone you don't know that's not in the books. So I hope to have some great discussions with people about life. And the first thing I want to talk to you about is holy Wi-Fi. Am I an expert on spirituality? I don't know. Maybe I am. But in the fall of this year, I was driving on the highway and there was a billboard for a cable company, and it talked about their holy Wi-Fi, but just in terms of the speed and how fast it was and how great it is. But the message I got was that I have this connection to the divine that's just like holy Wi-Fi. And it's not just me, people, it's everybody. You are connected to the divine in a way that's kind of like the internet, right? It's this spiritual connection to some source that, you know, maybe when I was younger, prayed to some guy on the cloud. And every time I say that I don't think God is a person, I think my mom wants to crawl under a rock because she's a Puerto Rican mom who went to church and got us baptized, you know, through the first communion and confirmed because that was her duty, right? I think it's something different, something organic. And I've been doing a lot of reading and listening to people who are kind of on that same wavelength. And I'm here today to tell you, you have holy Wi-Fi. And it basically is that part of us that tells us, wow, I knew that was going to happen, or I should have done this because I felt it. It's that piece of us. And how can we really spend this time to tap into that? Because one of the things that's important, people, is really digging in a little bit, you know, and trusting that piece of us that is with us all the time, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, and breathing for a second to just think about, what is my holy Wi-Fi telling me? What am I supposed to do right now? Because like I said, it's really about living differently. In the past 8.5 months, you know, I'm just like you, trying to figure out life. There have been major shifts that have happened. And, you know, what was interesting about walking up the mountain backwards was that, one, it's kind of dizzying because I have weird sensory balance things sometimes. And I had to turn to look. And I think our bodies are made to walk. I mean, our eyes are on the front of our beings for a reason. We're made to move forward. And it was dizzying and it took longer. And something that took me 25 minutes took 50 minutes. And is it okay to like look in the past? Of course, absolutely. But is it okay to walk in the past always? I'm going to choose to walk forward. I'm going to choose to look forward. Because one, it's dizzying. Two, it takes a really long time. And three, we're not done yet. Tap into your holy Wi-Fi. I ask you to take this opportunity for you to get whatever you need out of it. I have no clue what's going to happen for me. All I know is 10 years ago, I wrote in my journal that I had a dream that I wrote a book called Share Your Sparkle. And here we are over 10 years later, and I'm starting something called Share Your Sparkle. Now, I know this is not a book, but after 50 episodes and all those transcripts, who knows? I might have not just one book, but three books. Who knows where this journey will take me, and who knows where this journey will take you. I ask you to at least listen to three episodes. Sometimes things resonate with us right away, and sometimes it takes a little bit to build a relationship. So, give me a shot, three episodes, that's all I ask. And I hope you get whatever you need to get out of this. So accept your divine spark, the spark that you have inside you that only you have because we need it in the world. Try to figure out how to accept it, surrender to it, surrender to that spark. I know that sounds like such a defeatist word, but it probably might be the most powerful thing you ever do. And last, allow it to be so. I mean, how many times do we press that allow button for it to access our calendars, our emails, all these different settings all the time without even thinking? We press that blue allow button, and we need to press that button for ourselves, right? Until then, as one wise person wrote on a little note to me the day I defended my dissertation, keep shining! Letters. So I think it's probably a good idea that you get to know a little bit about me. D-A-R-L-I-N-E. I was born into this world Darlene Berrios, B-E-R-R-I-O-S. Now, for a Latinx individual, that's a really short name. It can be anyway. For the first 17 years of my life, spelled my name D-A-R-L-E-N-E. And I did it because I didn't want to be different. There was something about me that always felt different. And in an educational setting, most of my life, I'm going to say in most of the schools I attended as a child, in all of them, I was the only one or one of few. Shortly, my sister would come, a few years later because she's younger than me. And then I would have some company. But typically, being the only one or one of few in a predominantly white setting, I didn't want to be different. And I didn't understand, why did my dad name me Darlene with an I? I don't know. He just liked the name. So that's what I ended up with. And it wasn't until my senior year of college when I was applying to colleges and I had to use my real name, my birth name, because it matched my social security and everything. You know, I couldn't fake my name anymore. And at that point, I became Darlene with an I. And the funny thing is, it's weird thinking about Darlene with an E, almost like, why did I do that? But I think subconsciously, it was really an attempt to not be so different. Now, Darlene Berrios, that's what I was born with. But right now, and this is important for you to know, my name is Dr. Darlene Diti Jaji Berrios Garcia. More than 14 letters. Let me explain. 2016, I defended my dissertation, so I became a doctor of education. Now I'm going to share something else. I am the only one in my family that I believe has a doctorate. And I hope I'm not the last one. But it was interesting because when I graduated or when I defended my dissertation, I didn't know who to ask about how to write my name. And I was, I guess it's something you could Google, right? But I wanted to talk to someone about it. And luckily, I had a great major advisor. And she's not Latinx, but it was someone that I felt like I could trust and ask them what might be a stupid question for other people. But really, I just needed some advice and guidance, and I couldn't get it from my family. And I said, now that I'm a doctor, I don't know how to sign my name or write my name. Do I put my credentials? What do I do? How do I write it? And basically, you know, she was very kind, very, very humble, and said, well, this is what you should do. And this is what is common practice. But, you know, you don't put doctor in the front and EDD in the back. So you don't put ever put doctor, Dr. Darlene Berrios, comma, EDD at the end. You use one or the other. You either say Dr. Berrios or you write your name out, you know, kind of like it's posted, Darlene Berrios, and then the EDD at the end. And I know that seems like such a simple thing, and people might be like, why are you explaining that or talking about it? I'm talking about it because I hit a point in my life when I was in my 40s and I didn't know how to write my name when I became a doctor because I didn't have someone in my family to help me out with it. And as much as I wanted to Google the response, I felt like I needed a human being to tell me about it. But you know what? Now I'm a human being in my family who can help my family out, or you, right? If you ever want to become a doctor. And to me, that's huge. So doctor, I explained Darlene. Titi Jaji. Well, Titi means auntie in Spanish. So to many of my, to my nieces and nephews, that's who I am. And I have to say, when I did become a doctor, my niece was like, congratulations, Titi, doctor. I don't know what to call you. And I said, just call me Titi Jaji. So there you go. Jaji, here's another interesting thing about names. When I was younger, my dad, I don't know what my dad's fascination is with making me different with names, but there was a guy that he knew who was just a really nice person whose name was Jaji. So that became my nickname. What? Yes, Jaji. I spell it J-A-J-Y. My mom spells it Y-A-Y-I. Everybody spells it differently. I don't really care. It's my name. If there are some family members that literally don't know my name is Darlene, that just found out a month ago that my name is Darlene. So you're going to hear people on the show call me Dr. Berrios. They're going to call me Darlene. Some are going to call me Jaji or Ja. And that's important that you know where that name comes from and the background. So Dr. Darlene Titi Jaji Berrios, my dad's last name. And Garcia, my mom's maiden name. Now, if I had grown up in Puerto Rico, I would have been more than 14 letters, right? Darlene Berrios Garcia. And I mentioned the Garcia part because my whole life here in the United States, everyone knows the Berrios part. On all of my jerseys, Berrios. On everything that I sign, Berrios. It's everywhere. The Garcia part, though, super important, strong influence because my mom is a beast, first of all. She's the oldest of nine. And lately, more than ever, I've been feeling my ancestors on my Garcia side. My great Guela, grandmother, Irenes, for some reason, that human lineage has been surrounding me lately. So there you have it. Dr. Darlene Titi Jaji Berrios Garcia. I'm not 14 letters anymore. I'm 14 plus. Share your sparkle. Do what you can in this world. Accept it. Surrender to it. And allow it to be so. Until then...